Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I believe, and don't quote me on this, I think it's the end of the month. So I think this is Bernanke's last meeting and all, and then Janet Yellen takes over as chairman.
Has she been approved by the Senate?
Yes, she has.
Okay, I thought she had. I knew she testified. So today's their meeting. They've been telegraphing an easing of the quantitative easing, right?
Yeah, well, I guess a paring back of the quantitative easing,
right.
Which is what they did in their last meeting.
They have another word. What do they call it?
Tapering.
Tapering, yeah. And I keep thinking, I'm sure somebody out there, some kid's thinking, why are they talking about an animal in the Amazon, you know? I imagine this taper.
Essentially, rather than going 125 miles an hour, now they're careening along at 100 miles per hour.
Right. So instead of $85 billion a month, $85 billion, right?
Yes, it was originally
$85 billion,
ladies and gentlemen,
every month.
Right.
To the tune of what, $3 trillion or something like that now?
This is
money created from thin air, folks. That went basically right into Wall Street. That's why your stocks are so high.
It is incredible. But adding $85 billion a month, and they cut it back last time to $75 billion.
And now, what do you think they're going to do today?
It's my guess. The numbers are actually a bit more mixed than the euphoria was saying recently. You know, you saw some mixed numbers on capital, negative numbers on capital spending and durable goods come out. So I'm guessing they're going, it's not like they're going to tighten. So it's just a matter of, again, how heavy is their foot down on the accelerator. So I assume they're going to pretty much do what they did last month, even if they
maybe
ease
go
up
another,
a little bit.
You mean stay where they are or go another 10?
You know what? To be honest with you, it doesn't really make any difference. But, if they might lighten up a tad. But as I said, they're still pressing on that accelerator.
It's still a lot. Yeah, it's still a lot. But here's the thing, folks. Here's why this matters to you and why I want to talk about it on the show, on our small business show. Or I should say on the small business show. Ray, is because as the taper goes, many people, and I'm one of them, believe that the stock market will also go. And in other words, as the taper goes down, that Wall Street will go down, stock market will go down. And as that continues to go, if it gets out of hand, there could be, a bubble bursting, which I'm worried about. And if that happens, that will bleed over onto Main Street and cause us to have more economic troubles, and that will hurt small businesses. And that's why I think we've got all these levels of implication, Ray, that we have to think about, don't we?
Yeah. Well, the Fed, there are two scenarios here. The Fed, just to give you an idea, the monetary base just over the last year increased by $1 trillion. Okay.
Right.
At the same time, bank reserves increased by $966 billion. Bank reserves, just sitting there doing nothing.
Right.
So, if you look back to 2008, the point is, at the best case scenario, the Fed has had no effect on the economy. The worst case scenario is that it's been a negative, and your concerns are quite real.
That's exactly right. I'm glad you closed on that note. That Jim Blasingame is right. We always like that around here. 20 till, right back with Ray Keating. Stay with me.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance. If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.